Now, how old were you when you came to
I
the
was
park?
20 years old when he and I were married.
Right?
And he was 21.
And you thought he was the daddy of all that?
Well, as I said, he'd been working in the field and all, and he had on no leather cap, no, it was in the fall of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always something to do on the farm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He had on this old leather cap, and I didn't think nothing about it then, you know. I just came here to a party. I don't remember who brought me. I can't remember that. I guess I just want to block that out of my mind, you know what I mean? But I can't remember whether I came with a crowd of girls or whether I came with another boy. I don't remember. But we came here to a little party. That's when I met him. And
were you all dressed up?
Well, as dressed as you could be back in the we wore blue jeans, overhauls to the field when we worked in the field, you know, when I was a girl. But we was never allowed to wear them outside of home. You know, we had to put on our dress when we left home. And I didn't have on no overhauls. I had on a dress, I'm sure. But anyway, sooner or later, we got it together, you know.
You didn't know that party, you didn't think that you liked him? Huh?
No, I didn't give it another thought, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced to him, but I remember now, he has some cousins that lives up here, Ribby and Bill, and they had just married before then. And they were sticking him on, you know, to
hurry up
and get together with me, you know. I reckon they're going to try to get him married off something I can think of. They've laughed and told me about that a many a time, you know. Well, I was a little bit timid, and he was too. Believe it or not, I was a little bit timid.
I don't believe it. No.
No, I've never met a stranger, I don't think.
I'm sure you haven't.
Because I just don't never see a stranger. Mm-hmm. There's some that don't like to talk to me, and I just let them go on by and keep talking.
Imagine.
But I've never met a stranger, and I can remember lots of things. Now, my husband, he remembers everything.
Mm-hmm.
He can remember back from the time he was 5 years old. I told him, I said, I can't remember back like then, you know. He's about like an elephant. My grandfather told me when I was a child, said, now, if you give an elephant a chew tobacco, you know, it make it real sick.
Mm-hmm.
Says, that elephant will never forget that. Said, one of these days when he comes by, he'll remember that.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And my husband's about like the old elephant. He never forgets anything. He can remember everything that happens, and he can remember the dates. But I said, you know, Ma, she's had a lot. There's been a lot of water run under this bridge. And I've had to push a lot of that back in my mind, I guess.
Well, so after the party, well, then how did y'all get together? The cousins fixed y'all up?
Well, no. We kept being thrown together here in this little small community. You know what I mean? There you go, what I mean. That's my byword. But anyway, we kept being thrown together. And so sooner or later, we just fell in love. And it was almost love at first sight. But we dated for, I believe it was about January of 41 when I came here to the party. And then we were not married until January of 42, which we dated a year or more in there. And as I say,
and you knew
my
you
father and
marry.
Mother, yes, I knew I wanted to marry. I knew he was the man for me. As I say, he came to my home. He dated, we was talking about that parlor back there, you know, where it'd be in the parlor. He came to the kitchen because, I mean, I cooked. My mother taught me to cook, you know. And I worked a little bit on public work, as I told you, before I married. And so I knew my mother had a hard time. And when I'd come in of a night, I'd help her fix supper on the table. She'd already had it cooked. And I'd help her fix supper on the table. We never had a servant. We did our own work, you know what I mean?